If you're a banker who is telling people, like, hey, I want to get you onto the calendar to meet with my advisor talking about options, and your advisor's having trouble closing the referrals, then it actually comes down on you. So, knowing that, the question then becomes, well, what can we be doing different in order to help our advisor close more business with the clients we're getting in front of them? So, here's what I recommend.
Welcome to the Banking on Sales Success podcast. I'm your host, Brian Drake. After a decade-long journey working in the banking industry, I learned a lot about what works and what doesn't, and now I'm sharing those insights with you. If you've been in the banking industry for some time, you've probably realized that the majority of sales advice out there isn't built for us. Let's dive into the episode.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 18 of Banking on Sales Success. Today we're going to be going into a pretty consistent challenge that I've helped bankers through. When it comes to the referrals to a financial advisor, it starts with them telling me, like, my referrals to my advisor just simply don't close and I'm really getting frustrated. And once we break things down, we actually find that the challenge isn't actually on the advisor. It's on the frame of mind that the banker puts in the client once they go to meet with the advisor. So in this episode, I'm going to talk with you about what that challenge is, and then I'm going to try to equip you with a way that we can actually be scheduling the appointment for the advisor that frames the client in the right mind that leads them to actually close in business. So with that said, let's get into this. When I sit down with a banker and I start talking with them about any challenges they're experiencing, and they start going into the fact that, like, yeah, I've got this financial advisor, but they really don't close any of the clients I get on the calendar. I mean, I booked them like 8 appointments last month and they didn't close a single one. And I say, okay, well, walk me through what scheduling the appointment for the advisor actually looks like. Like, bring me into an actual conversation. And I say, just let's say I'm a client who's got $200,000 sitting in my savings account. What does that conversation look like? And they say, well, I tell the client right away that, they're not really getting much of a return on their money and that I've got a partner I can introduce them to talk about other options to get their money working harder for them. And I really try hard to recommend that they meet with my partner. I say, okay. And some of these clients agree. They say, yeah, some of the clients agree and they actually are very interested. And then I get the appointment on the calendar. Then they tell me that the client comes in and then they end up walking out without a second appointment. And the advisor is more or less frustrated and they say that I need to be getting better quality appointments on the calendar. So then I say, okay, I'm going to help you understand the reason why the advisor is having trouble closing business. And hopefully you can kind of see how you played a role in the client actually choosing not to move forward. Then I say, I want you to imagine that you're that client and you just sat down with a banker and the banker told you that they recommend that you meet with a partner to talk about other options to get more of a yield on their money. Well, if you're the client, on the day of that meeting, you're expecting to sit down with somebody who's going to talk with you about other options to get your money working harder. Except when you sit in for that meeting and the advisor opens their mouth, the advisor's probably talking about how they're going to be talking with them about their financial plan and future, and that they're going to talk with them about options that are most suitable to get them there, and that they'll make sure that they get this money working appropriately based off of what's important to them. So if you're that client, you're probably thinking like, no, I'm just here to talk about options. I don't want to do all this talk about financial future and planning. Like, I already have a financial advisor. Like, this is a waste of my time. So then the advisor has a really hard time getting that client to agree to talk with them about their financial future because that's not what the intention of the whole meeting was in the first place. And so the advisor ends up probably feeling like this is not somebody I want to be in front of. They don't actually care about financial planning. So with that being said, it's important for us to be mindful of this and to make it clear, like, if you're a banker who is telling people, like, hey, I want to get you onto the calendar to meet with my advisor talking about options. Like, if that's you and your advisor's having trouble closing the referrals, then it actually comes down on you. So knowing that, the question then becomes, well, what can we be doing different in order to help our advisor close more business with the clients we're getting in front of them? So here's what I recommend. Let's say you got that client sitting down with you who's got $200,000 in the account. The first thing that we can say is something like, hey, I'm noticing a large balance in the account. And to be honest, you're not really getting much of a return on the money, which I'm assuming you already know. And say, having said that, is getting more of a return on this money at this stage in your life a priority? And if so, what would that ideally look like? You see, now we're going to get the client to confirm that they would actually like more of a return. And perhaps they start talking to you about the fact that they would love to get like 4 or 5% guaranteed. And then you throw this as the next question. You say, okay, well, let me ask you this. Is getting more of a return, is that really the priority? Or is it what this money is intended to be used for? Like, is this about trying to secure a financial future for you and your family? Or is this just about just trying to make a little bit more money on the assets you have? You see, now we're going to start weeding through clients that actually really are clients the advisor would want to be in front of. Because if you've got a client that says, like, all it really is about, like, what this money is intended to be used for at some point in the future. Like, I plan to use it for my retirement at some point, or I plan to use it for my kid's college fund. They'll start talking about how there really is a bigger plan for these assets. And then you say, okay, well, here's what I'm going to recommend. I'm going to recommend a meeting with my partner. And what they'll do is they'll sit down and talk with you about the financial plan and future you're trying to get yourself and your family to. And then they'll talk with you about options for this money that are most in line in order to get you there, that really complement everything else you have going on. And of course, as they talk to you about these options, there's a really high likelihood that these options are going to yield you more of a return than you are now. So you'll know exactly what sort of return to expect. And then you say, well, having said that, would you be opposed to coming in to meet with my partner to have that conversation? You see, those that agree are now in a frame of mind that is really going to complement the exact conversation your advisor is going to be having. Client's going to sit down. The advisor's like, now we're talking about your financial future, your goals, talking about options. They're already like, yes, I'm already expecting that. So we're good. So, you know, again, if you're already in the habit of trying to say like, hey, I want to introduce you to somebody who can get this money working harder, talk with you about options, get you more of a yield. Like, even though it logically feels like it makes the most sense, it's understanding that we want to get far away from that habit, because at the end of the day, we're not here to sell investments. We're in the business of helping families with their financial plan and future. And if we try to market it another way just to simply get appointments, then we're really wasting everybody's time and leading to unnecessary frustration. So what I would recommend moving forward is do what we can to try to frame the appointment in the mind of the client that it really complement exactly what your advisor is doing. And trust me when I tell you, more the appointments we get on the calendar will close. At the end of the day, your success in as a banker is not about quantity. It's not about the number of appointments you get on the calendar. It's about the quality. So if you have any questions about this strategy, feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'm always open to trying to help you out and answer your questions. My LinkedIn is The Brian Drake, or you can send me an email at brian@theelitebankeracademy.com, or text the business line if you're open to it. 805-434-7421. They'll answer any of your questions there as well. Good luck to you guys.